Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When is the last time that you were frustrated because of broken justice? Thinking back to the O.J. Simpson trial, there were certainly many people who were upset because they felt justice hadn't been served. Thinking of Ferguson, Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, New York, where people are in the streets because they feel justice has not been served. If there's one thing we don't like to see, it's the guilty being declared innocent. I can remember, I think, being in Chester, Illinois, early in my marriage, and there was something in the news about a traffic stop, and in the traffic stop, there was a lot of marijuana in the back seat of the car in plain sight, and the driver was charged with a drug violation. Only he got off on some technicality because there wasn't a warrant or some rules were not followed. And at least in my mind, I hear those things about technicalities and I wonder if our justice system is really all about justice. We don't like broken justice because we don't like it either when the innocent are punished. A little over a week ago, there was another man in Illinois who was let out of prison after 20 years because the DNA evidence said he was not guilty of the crime of which he was convicted. Do you really like broken justice? I mean, if I were generous tonight and I said, okay, since the best Lutherans always sit to the front, I'm going to give the people in the front, oh, let's say 8 rows. I'm going to give them all $20, and the rest of you don't get anything. And you're going to say, hey, pastor, that's not fair. Or I could say, I'm going to give all of you $20, and I'm going to start at the front, and I'm going to run out of money. And again, somebody's going to get left out. Even children know that injustice is wrong. And children are going to complain when one child gets more candy than another. They don't like it when the whole class has to stay in for recess because one person did something wrong and won't acknowledge it or confess it. Even though it's just when we get stopped for speeding, we feel it's unjust because so many other cars have passed us and they didn't get stopped. And when somebody gets away with murder on a technicality, we say, it's not fair. The one thing God asks of his people, or one thing God asks of his people in Micah is do justice. And as much as we hate broken justice, we as his people are often guilty of being unjust. He asks us to love kindness, and we're often unkind. He asks us to walk humbly with our God, and we fail to do so. And the only answer to our sin is found in broken justice, where the innocent one is punished and the guilty go free. That's what the events of Good Friday are all about. A whole series of injustice. We could start with the betrayal of Judas and the denial of Peter. Not part of the gospel tonight, but is that really fair, the way Jesus treated them? For them to treat him that way? There's the trial of the Sanhedrin, and we're told they couldn't even get two witnesses to agree. And it continues with Pilate. He took Jesus and had him flogged. That's an injustice. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. That's unjust. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and struck him with their hands. Injustice. Pilate came out and said, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." And they yell, "Crucify him, crucify him." Later, Pilate says, "As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him. Shall I crucify your king? We have no king but Caesar." Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. Broken justice. The one perfect man is punished. But do we really understand how broken this justice really is? Well, it all begins with, do we really understand what we mean and confess when we say, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment." Do we really want justice? Where the guilty are punished. Maybe Pilate was trying to save his own neck. Maybe he was driven by a desire not to get on the wrong side of Caiaphas and his cohorts. A riot is brewing. There's a volatile situation at hand. It would have been expedient to let one man die instead of a few more to be slaughtered in the streets. Maybe Pilate had a good reason for what he did. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. Either way, the result is injustice. But there are some who are really bothered by the injustice of Good Friday because they level the accusation of injustice against God. God is punishing the one perfect man, the only one who's ever fulfilled his will completely. God punishes the one who did not deserve to die, and yet he dies precisely because the Father allows it. What happened on Good Friday conformed perfectly to God's standard of justice. It's true, Jesus had done nothing deserving of death. He'd done nothing deserving any form of punishment. He was innocent. He was perfect. He was sinless. He never, never fell short of God's will. He did not deserve to die, and yet die he did. And that was a part of God's eternal plan. It was amazingly, factually just. Not according to any human reckoning, but according to God's reckoning. Paul said it best when he said, "God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God." As much as we hate broken justice, it is the source of our salvation. God is at work punishing sin in his own Son, so that we might be righteous. That was an unjust death. That was truly and fully just. The guilty have escaped what they deserve. They have received grace without limit or restraint. By every standard, Jesus' death was a travesty of justice. But it satisfied God's holy and divine justice. It wasn't broken after all. It worked perfectly, just as God intended. We are restored in Christ. Jesus became our scapegoat, our substitute, so that the guilty can go free. You are free indeed. May the peace of God, which transcends our understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.